you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports. I'm already bummed out about the doldrums, Petey.
Postpartum.
I don't care anymore at all since my team's gone anyway. So, I mean, I will watch the games this weekend, but I don't care.
But the season's over for you.
Yeah, it is. But the doldrums is kicking in. I'm thinking, oh, man, there's going to be no sports at all.
Yeah.
Worth watching, man.
A couple of big games this weekend.
Not really. One big game, your game. The other game's a blowout.
I don't think so.
Well, I hope you're right.
Me too.
I hope you're right.
Not just to be right, because I want some new blood.
No verification on this, but you know, I spend way too much time on
you're
this.
You're a bad fan. You're a bad Viking fan. That's
the Facebook page of Viking fan. Mm-hmm. There's a million different ones, and they all tell me I'm a bad fan because I don't love my team unconditionally.
Right.
Sometimes I yell at them when they miss a crucial field goal in a championship game. Things like that where I express a little
and you've never won a Super Bowl since 1961. So a Viking fan, although has had decent teams and good teams, should be just, what's going to happen here?
I would say the majority of Viking fans, actually all the Viking fans I know are expecting something weird and bad to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since something amazing happened to get them in this spot.
Two of my best friends back east, and then, of course, Todd here, are all Viking fans. And they've been Viking, they're the same age as Todd. They're Viking fans their whole lives.
Yeah.
And they're the same way.
You're
cautiously optimistic.
You're not a Viking fan if you don't feel somewhat snake bit.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
Because I think about half the league has won a Super Bowl at one time or another. There's 10 or 12 teams that haven't won a Super Bowl, and the Vikings are among them.
They are one of them.
I think it's a short list.
Yeah, it's shorter now.
And then I see all these unverifiable facts. I guess the Eagles, they can't beat the Eagles. That's one. And then the Vikings are 0-4 when Hockley is reffing them in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just stupid.
Something that matters.
That matters nothing.
That matters.
Eight teams that have not won a Super Bowl, and two of them are still alive.
Jags and Vikings.
Yep.
The Eagles and the Vikings.
Eagles haven't won a Super Bowl.
Jags haven't won either.
No.
They're not on this list. That's odd. Cardinals, Lions, Eagles, Oilers, Titans, Chargers, Browns, Bills, Vikings.
Jags.
Yeah, they should.
And the oldest team in that
is Vikings.
Well, the Cardinal organization and the Browns are older than the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the two older teams that are actually than the Vikings. Vikings is 1961 or 60?
Established
60.
1961.
61, got it. Yeah. Don't worry, you'll win this year.
Yeah, could happen.
Beat the Patriots.
Got some stuff from the first press conference of those games coming up. I read this day in 1963, Al Davis becomes the head coach and general manager of the Oakland Raiders. So I just started reading some stuff about it. 3 years after that, he was an AFL commissioner, and he was also the owner. He was named owner of the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And a great quote about why he became the Raiders owner. The former owner said, "Everywhere I went, people kept telling me what a SOB that Al Davis is. So figured he's doing something right."
Yeah. How'd he get the money to buy in, even in the 60s? That's what I want to know. I guess the 60s coaching salary might have paid for half the team at that point.
Everything was a little cheaper. He was 36 years old when he was named a commissioner and owner. Yeah. A big reason why the NFL exists as we know it now. Yeah. And this day in 1976, Pittsburgh Steelers won their first of how many Super Bowl titles?
Six. It's going to stay at six.
Tears up for him.
Yeah. This day in 76. Yeah.
Beat the Cowboys. Yes, they did.
When did Mark Davis get his first bowl cut?
Probably when he was
8 or 9 years old.
1963.
Yeah. Right out the womb.
Yeah. Came out.
Wikipedia isn't quite sure when he was born, 54 or 55.
Okay.
What is he, like Haitian or something?
Yeah.
Mark Davis?
Yeah, he's Haitian.
He's either 62 or 63, according to Wikipedia.
The point spreads nor the money lines have really moved much in those championship games, so it's sitting right at about 8.5.
Both
New England's
teams?
A favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're minus 450 on the money line, which makes them kind of a pretty strong favorite compared to, like, the Vikings, who are favored by 3. Their money line is only minus 165. So that game is really a toss-up. As far as Vegas is concerned,
I always enjoy the analysis of Steve Young. I think
he's
pretty spot on,
right.
And he made the point that this is a game where Nick Foles has to do something. He will either win or lose the game.
I can see that game being.
He's got to make some plays.
That could be 17-10 that game,
or 12-3
Six,
or something.
Yeah,
it really could.
Yeah.
At least they both have good, exciting defenses. Now that'll wear some, lesser fans out.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
And we mentioned this off-air, but people wondering, which probably isn't many, but Gene Steratore has been named the white hat for the Super Bowl. This is the guy that used the index card.
I think he's one of the most recognizable guys.
You'd recognize
sure. him, Clayton Hockley, real recognizable.
Three things I masturbate with on Sundays, for sure.
But this year, the hunky guys get the championship games. It's Hockley.
Well, Hockley's built.
And Blakeman.
Yeah.
This will be Steratore's first Super Bowl. He also does college basketball, high-level college basketball.
Man. Really?
Yeah. And then Tom Brady sustained an injury to his throwing hand at practice yesterday. They call it a minor collision. Not a lot of details about it. Everyone expects him to be all right, but it is on his throwing hand, and he did not do any press stuff yesterday because of it. Bill Belichick did. He mumbled his way through most stuff, answered about one question, and then started saying, you'll have to ask.
Yeah, but players get fined. Right.
Yeah, or get ripped.
Yeah, get ripped, But we put up with Belichick's crap. Speak. Yeah. It's exactly how he sounds. Screw the cheaters.
Maybe I'm biased because we are kind of the media, but I just don't get coaches at that level, at high level college and NFL. If you don't like dealing with the media, man, what are you doing there?
You shouldn't be a coach.
It's part of the game.
Right. You might not like it, but speak English and talk out loud.
Just at least try.
Right. Try.
Just give a little effort.
Don't be such a dick. Right.
I hate the pass he gets on it, too.
So do I.
I always
so do
have.
I. So
I mean,
do
I appreciate
every coach talks. They all talk. Some talk more animated than others, but they all talk except for him.
Him and Saban. Saban gets a pass on it, too.
Yeah.
They both do.
But pros,
year,
I think,
every year there's a video of Saban just going off.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. Flashing out. And Belichick rarely does that. I mean, it's just, if there's.
He doesn't answer the questions.
No, if there's a player who presented himself always like Bill Belichick does, first of all, they would stop doing press conferences with him, which they can't do with Belichick, I get. But also, he would be fined and ripped. And I mean, think of Marshawn Lynch
I'm
and
with
all
you on
the
that.
Crap
I've
he took.
I think
man.
You're exactly right.
And there's an interesting bet out in
People
Vegas.
People should constantly remind them that
the media and the fans pay their salary.
Well,
it does.
Especially TV.
Yes.
Nobody's making the kind of money they're making
without TV.
If
without
it
TV
weren't
money.
For the TV money.
And it is a TV show. So you're doing a press conference, you're on a TV show. Exactly right, Todd.
I was watching some of the press conference, and they asked, Tom Coughlin is on, he's a consultant for the Jags.
Right.
Tom Coughlin has beaten Bill Belichick twice in a Super Bowl as a head coach.
That's
now,
right.
Doug Marrone's the head coach of the Jags, but they're, somebody asked Bill, like, hey, Tom Coughlin's on this team, do you think that his impact will be felt in this game? And he just pauses and he goes, well, you'd have to ask him. You'd have to ask him?
He's an idiot.
We just asked you. And I also hate the media in that room.
Right.
Who, they either laugh at what he doesn't say or they just move on from what he hasn't said. And then the press conference is over in 8 minutes, which would be nice. 8-minute press conferences are fine. But there's an interesting bet, and it's interesting Puss brought up Nick Saban because there's a bet out there. Who will quit first, 65-year-old Bill Belichick or 66-year-old Nick Saban? Who will be out of head coaching before the other? Bill Belichick, the
favorite, just out of coaching, no matter what, right?
Yeah, just out of coaching, not necessarily quitting.
Right,
just who will first leave their post?
Who makes more money?
I think they're about
Belichick.
Equal. I think they're about equal.
No, because I remember somewhere they mentioned when Gruden got hired that he's still not the highest. They said Belichick is rumored to be somewhere around $12, $13 million.
Okay. Then he's making more than Saban.
Yeah, Saban's
only making
what,
six,
seven or eight.
Seven, something like that.
Saban makes more than any other college coach.
By far. And Saban's probably got $3, $4 million in perks, though, that are unlisted as far as compensation.
Oh, free
he's a
house.
State employee. Free house, free planes,
right,
free vacation home, free.
Probably a nice
free,
Taurus
free,
he
free,
drives
free,
around.
Free,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They give him a nice Granada or Taurus,
Yeah, but Belichick at least gets all those nice hoodies.
Yeah.
Then he cuts up.
A nice driver's ed car.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, that's what he's got.
We talked about, if Belichick or Brady, who would survive longer without the other, Belichick or Brady? And I was just thinking about it as I was watching the press conference. I think, you know, if Brady was, if they were to move on from him, or if for some reason Belichick had to be on his own, you know, he's controlled personnel with the Patriots for a long time. So, you know, I think he has a better chance of sustaining his excellence than Brady would if he ended up somewhere else where he was just a quarterback all of a sudden, somebody else is calling all the shots.
I would love to be Brady be traded.
Does he want to? That's the question.
That's the fair question.
Does he want to continue without Brady?
Well, Brady may not have a say in the matter.
No, I hope they get rid of Brady.
Well, you've heard for years people say that Brady is kind of a system quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, throw him in a different place, he might not succeed that way.
Just take his leg out.
Or do that. I'm fine.
Just end it.
Well, James Harrison can't because he's on his team now.
No, he can't. He can swing his leg around on the sideline or something like that. It would be great, yeah. He flies off the sideline, making a tackle, and hits Brady standing there, takes his knee out.
Yeah, that's for 2008.
If there is a God, Brady, that would happen. There would be a God.
Maybe Brady decides to try to go lift for lift with James in the gym, and he just hurts
himself.
It ain't
going to happen.
And more reason that James Harrison is not to be dealt with or messed with. He posted to social media his new custom AK-47 he got. His custom AK-47. He calls it the Debo Draco. Apparently the Draco is a smaller version of your normal AK that we're all so familiar with, I guess. But, yeah, it's got 92. That's his number on the clip, 92 on the back end. He calls it Debo, his custom AK-47. Don't mess with James Harrison.
I don't plan on it.
Yeah, and Harrison was part of this Steelers sideshow that went on towards the end of this season here. Yeah. You know, between
Harrison had a lot more to do with that than people think.
Yes.
He was a bad teammate
at
the end. Complete bad teammate, they said.
But because
and
of that.
The guys that liked him even said that.
Nino Brown last year posting some social media stuff of Mike Tomlin and the way he talks with the players, and then Le'Veon Bell and his.
Oh, it's just anytime you get a good team, you're going to have a sideshow.
And when you got high-level stars and diva stars like that. But so a small group of Steeler fans who own pieces of the franchise's equity are ticked at Tomlin, and they want him out.
No, that's crazy. It's not going to happen. The Rooneys love him. I love him.
There's too much of a sideshow around it, and Tomlin doesn't negotiate that. And I like that part of him, that he allows the players to be players.
But when coordinators start to go.
That you need to get rid of coordinators.
Well,
he's got rid of coordinators before.
Sometimes it trickles up, though. You start getting rid of coordinators.
Oh, no, he doesn't have any more chances.
And that doesn't work. Well, then the head coach is the next guy to go.
Eventually, that could be the case. I think in this case, you know, Ben kind of protected himself. And you're talking about Todd Haley, the offensive coordinator, leaving. Mm-hmm. He'd been there 6 years. And Ben kind of insulated himself from this, Big Ben did, because everybody kind of surmised that they don't have a good relationship. So Todd Haley would probably be gone because Ben wants to play a few more years. And then he came out the day before this happened and said, you know, less change, the better. So Ben was off the hook, and they were able to just let Todd Haley
walk away. His contract
was
up. Yeah.
Right.
I just think that they need to spell out offensive coordinator on the crawl. Because whenever I see OC, I always wonder what's going on in Orange County.
And I miss the OC. Yeah, love that show.
And this was hilarious out of Florida. Big Ben against the Jags had 7 turnovers in their 2 games this season, and so some bakery in Florida mailed him 7 turnovers.
Yeah, Jacksonville, I won't mind them getting beat. I hate the Patriots, but when they get beat, I'll laugh at Jacksonville. They've been kind of dicks about this whole thing.
Well, that was just a pastry shop.
Not just them. The whole trolling. Yeah, the team's trolling the Steelers still.
Team's cocky.
They are cocky. So when they lose, that's a good thing. I'm rooting for them because, you know, nothing's worse than the Patriots. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
That's so fun.
Nothing.
That's pretty much right.
Yeah. Oh, Todd, Craig and Puss will be on that anti-Viking bandwagon. Other than that, nothing's worse than the Patriots.
Yeah, I saw a map that showed what part of the country would be. It was just basically New England.
Right.
Cheering for New England.
Right.
And the rest of the country cheering against them.
Of course it would be.
But, you know, they didn't factor in what if the Vikings advance and then there will be Packer fans.
Not all of them.
Who,
just the guys that hate you.
No, I think most Packer fans will cheer against the Vikings.
Not Pete Lee.
Yeah, I don't get that.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, that's why.
He is incredibly
nice. He's a nice guy.
Nice
he's a nice guy.
No, I'm
and he hates the Patriots too.
Totally understand where Craig and Puss are coming from. That all Packer fans should hate Vikings.
That's why I'm rooting for the Vikings.
I can't believe I'm rooting this weekend for an Eagles-Jags Super Bowl. Oh. Like that's my dream matchup, and that sounds so awful.
Over under be 18 in that one, I think.
Yeah.
You don't want you really don't want the Jags to win because I think the Vikings will beat the Jags. They ain't going to beat the Patriots. So you want actually want the Patriots to win this weekend?
No, I want the Jags and the Eagles. That's my dream matchup.
Oh, I would think that you would want the Patriots and the Vikings to advance and the Vikings to lose their 5th Super Bowl.
I don't want them getting anywhere closer.
You don't even want to.
No, I know they're afraid. They're afraid of even getting closer.
Yeah. I don't want you even to have the chance, man.
I want them sweating it out.
Because you know, I've heard that crazy things can happen late in games.
Yep.
Sometimes you think a team is going to lose, and then all of a sudden, somebody misses a tackle.
Go Vikes. Go
Stupid
Vikes.
Stupid Saints.
They didn't miss the tackle. Prince got in the way.
Yeah, forgot about that.
So when the Titans moved on from their head coach, Mike Mularkey, which was huge news in the NFL, not really widespread news, but remember Dick LeBeau's on that staff.
Dick
He's
LeBeau.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That's right. Just finished his 59th season in the National Football League.
Right.
And he says he's not done at 91 years old, which is crazy. So, no, he turned 80.
80,
he
I know.
He turned 80.
It's
so
amazing.
He's 80 years old, and he doesn't want to be done. So, they're wondering if he'll stay. He won't be the head coach. He ain't got time for that.
No, he's not going to be the head coach.
But it's kind of interesting to watch a guy who's been in the league for almost 60 years.
60 years. Yeah.
He's afraid of being Bear Bryant.
You don't tell anybody that. You don't tell anybody that.
Yeah. No. Same age as my dad. Dad is 80 today.
Right.
Is he as busy as Dick LeBeau?
Nobody's as busy as Dick LeBeau.
No, right.
You imagine
no 80-year-old is as busy as Dick LeBeau.
Unbelievable.
No.
Guy's amazing.
Good for Dick.
I mean, he's got to go to friends and have dinner every night.
And bitch about the NFL.
That's busy.
And bitch about him kneeling.
That's true.
Yeah. But watching him anyway.
Well, that's just one of his friends.
Oh, one did go. Okay.
He's got one especially.
Oh, we got some good news about another racist who was a racist and hates the Jews, too.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Surprising.
Craig's got that.
Yeah.
Good Catholic school principal from Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah. Colin Kaepernick kneeled once.
And don't bring him up. I still see memes on Facebook hammering Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you guys got to get a life and maybe a job and maybe something to do and maybe something, just worry about your own crap.
I don't know. Maybe just read more and understand what he's trying to help.
You got to put yourself in their shoes and realize that he's bad.
Yeah.
Put yourself in their shoes.
There's no racial or social inequality.
Thank you, Ditka. Thank you, Ditka. He's putting his money where his mouth has been. He pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that work in oppressed communities, and Tuesday he set up his final payment.
Screw him!
For that $1 million promise he made.
As some guy says, screw him, as they're not donating any money to anybody.
Right.
Even a quarter.
Or caring.
Right, or caring.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of compassion. Excited to watch Dale Earnhardt Jr.,
he quit, right?
Part of the NBC family moving into Super Bowl and Olympic coverage.
Here's the doldrums right here. You're bringing up Dale Earnhardt Broadcasting. Great. Great.
It is kind of an interesting move for him. He's going to help their Super Bowl coverage. He's going to help the Olympic coverage.
He knows football.
He does know football.
He's a Reds. Well, he does like football.
Yeah, he's
like
doing more than just NASCAR.
He's a football fan.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And, I mean, you think about it. He's been around media his whole life. Literally his entire life.
I like Dale Jr. Dale Jr.'s politics lean a little left, too. Yep. You don't want to hear that.
Surprising.
What the hell are they going to have him doing at the Winter Olympics?
I don't know.
Being Dale Jr.
Covering figure skating?
Maybe bobsledding. You can talk about banking.
Maybe.
No,
yeah.
He actually is just going to be Dale Jr. And apparently NBC has racing. And they're hoping that he helps.
At the Olympics?
Promote racing at the Olympics.
NBC has racing.
Yes, they do.
And
they do.
So they are hoping that will help for later on.
Just put Dale Jr.'s face on there. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Does NBC have the Daytona 500?
No.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they do.
No, well, I don't know. I see
that's
here
Fox,
their portion of the Cup schedule begins July 1st.
Boogity.
NBC.
Okay. Oh, NBC's not until July.
Maybe they don't. Maybe it's Fox.
Yeah. Boogity.
I bet you'll see a 500 promo this weekend during the game.
Oh, yeah. I saw it last
whoever
weekend.
Has it.
Oh, I didn't see it last weekend.
I saw them last weekend.
That's fine. There's Masters promos, too. And
I've seen Masters promos, and I've seen Daytona 500 promos.
Is there any comment on Aaron Rodgers' new lady? Like, oh, everybody tagged that. Did you say that?
Well, speaking of her,
everybody tagged that.
It's good news for A.A. Ron Rodgers. Danica Patrick says she's taken out an insurance policy on her biological clock. She froze some eggs. Few years ago.
Well, he's going to dump her then.
A little in vitro.
He doesn't want a
35-year-old Danica said because she's getting older and she drives race cars, she decided to freeze some eggs.
Yeah, he doesn't want that.
You don't want that?
There's only room in his truck for his dog.
That's right. they licks.
Danica won't hang her head out the window and
with her tongue out.
Her tongue.
I'd like to see that.
But I guarantee you that
it's slobber everywhere.
If Clay Matthews is in the room next door, Danica ain't having it.
No.
She's not going to be as nice as Aaron was.
No.
Of course, we all know she's going to retire from racing after the Indy 500. Not a winner again.
Somebody wrote us and said she had won a race, and I can find no record of that.
Dirt track, maybe.
I think maybe some IndyCar exhibition in Japan or something, but I don't think she ever won a NASCAR race.
Oh, no.
You think Aaron gets the dirt track on that? That's a good question. You get the dirt track on that. You ever take the dirt track with Danica? We could ask Ricky Stenhouse that, too, by the way.
And keeping his seed in college, Bryce Love, running back at Stanford. Everybody thought he was going to go into the league. Everybody thought he was ready for the league, but he's, you know, a Stanford kid. So he's staying there, which was kind of surprising.
IndyCar series.
She won an Indy race. She did win an Indy race, yeah.
Yeah. Was that the one in Japan?
Yep.
Yeah, because that one didn't count. No, it was like
it's still a race, though. She won a race.
It was an exhibition race. It's like winning a preseason game.
She still won a race.
Does not count.
And this day in 1996, infuriating nerds everywhere, baseball owners unanimously approve interleague play.
Yep.
Which still exists.
Infuriating
by
the way. Nerds everywhere. I love it. I love it. I think it's great.
It was as bad.
And everybody loves it now.
As the designated hitter.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like the DH.
You know, it did ruin the Major League Baseball All-Star game, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you never had a chance to see a lot
of
other guys, specifically guys from the other league.
But I think the gains outweigh that.
Right, because, you know, let's say they didn't have interleague play. Okay, Clayton Kershaw has never faced any of these guys before.
Yeah, sure.
And that was not the case when interleague play came about.
Yeah, but that nobody cares. The interleague plays rocks. It's great.
Well,
it's great.
Didn't know really it still was happening.
Once again.
But infuriating
once again,
nerds
the
everywhere.
Doldrums are here. We're talking about dirt tracks and baseball.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Specifically, interleague play.
Andrew Zimmern, Bizarre Foods coming up. Thanks, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.